91.5 WMFO Medford.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, we'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before, where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film.
WMFO in Medford, and it is a crash course for the Ravers show, and it's going to be a good one, other than the internet being down. You know that, Chuck? Yeah, the internet's down. I got Chuck U in here with me today. Put the mics up if you want to say anything.
Hey, well, I was just listening online because I was recording the stream, and I know Spinitron was down, but the signal's still coming through the internet.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's, yeah, it's just, it's, I don't know. part of it's down anyways. I can't get on Spinatron, like the internet versions, but... Yeah, but we're streaming online.
Yeah,
that must be separate. That must be separate.
Because I am at home ripping the stream right now. I'm actually here, but I'm ripping the stream at home for these guys.
Right. Oh, I'd be freaking out if people can stream it right now. Yeah, you can stream, but I just can't do my fancy, you know, I won't be on Facebook and that garbage. So.
Bummer.
Be cooler. I can, you know, be able to concentrate more on the show here.
Listen to these guys' techie talk. Unbelievable.
No, we got rock, though. We got rock. We got Pango and Mr. Kurt here today. You want to tell us a little bit about them, Chuck? They're your buddies, right?
Yeah, well, Kurt's been a buddy of mine for ages, and then he teamed up with Jeff a couple of years ago, and they've been swapping songs and doing a couple of covers and a lot of original material, and they're here to entertain you later on.
Right on. And some of you guys might know from the past. I mean, we'll be playing stuff from the kids. The original
right,
Real Kids, right?
Yeah, yep.
And you were with Pastiche. I had a Pastiche button on. You kind of looked. Are you embarrassed by that band?
I'm not embarrassed by the band. It's just I'm not too retro in my life.
He just looks forward.
I look forward. Right.
Right. That was a major flashback.
When the flashbacks hit me. It's like a dope slap.
Right. That's what it looked like. He looked like he got dope slapped when he looked at the button on my shirt. That was actually, I went out to see Bentman last night. Good
yes.
show, by
yeah.
the way, at
Jeff
once.
Went,
I saw Pango
right?
there. I saw yeah. Jeff there.
Yeah.
And,
you can call me Pango.
That's Pango. Okay.
Yeah.
And, somebody needed to show me something out in their van in the parking lot. I was looking at the interior of their van, and they had a Pastiche button on it.
The Bentman people?
Somebody in the audience at Bentman, you know? And I went, I need that button for tomorrow.
Well, hooray for heritage. That's all I can say.
Right. That was Bob Roos, by the way, so we'll give him a shout-out. Who had the Pastiche buttons? I'll get it back to him. I needed it for today, though.
Okay, well,
definitely.
How did you like the show?
I thought the show it was. It's. I gotta say, it's not my thing. But what a show! I mean, quite a performance.
Did you eat an ice cream sandwich? Did you get one of those?
Did you get one in the face?
Yeah. Did you get one in the face,
Joe? No, I'm wondering what this is, and I couldn't tell what it is.
Yes, it was quite interesting. Speaking of interesting, Al Pachulis asked me if I'd guest star on his little project called Al Peach in the Pits. And so I have a parody of Duke of Earl here, and this is a pleasant message called Nuke the World. So let's start the show with that before we get going with Pango and Mr. Kurt, okay? Yeah, check it out. You'll recognize it.
In a rare moment of unity, an estimated 3.4 billion workers from over 200 countries walked off the job at 12 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time today, shouting, Nuke the World, holding makeshift signs. What's now
I was saying, yeah, sounded, that parody reminded me of Willie DeVille. That's a song, It's So Easy, which we'll actually be covering tomorrow at the Midway Cafe show. Skyscraper's playing. We'll be going on. This is Jeff Pango speaking over here.
Sorry.
No problem. You can say anything you want. I just didn't have your mic up. Yeah, show tomorrow, Midway Cafe. It will be the Skyscraper's, Pop Gun, State of the Union, Lily Black. Show starts at 4. We'll go on around 7 with the last band.
We've got Ian Hunter at 7.
Oh, man. Yeah, you can't miss Ian Hunter. Where's he playing? I didn't even know.
City Winery.
Wow. Yeah. What's the City Winery? I know I've heard of it, but...
It's near Government Center area. I haven't been to it. It just opened up. In fact, they said they were opening up for months.
And Ian Hunter's there? How big is the place?
About 350, I think.
Ian Hunter. Martha Hoople.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
78 years old.
All right. Show's canceled. I'm going to Ian Hunter. No, get down to Midway Cafe. Ian Hunter sold out, I was just told, so don't bother.
No, tonight it's sold out. It's not sold out.
Hey, don't tell them that.
All right, sorry.
Trying to steer them somewhere else. That's Jeff Pango. Pango and Mr. Kirk coming on live here at 1:30. And, we just heard Willie DeVille. And that was Al Peach in the Peach Pits before that, featuring me. And here's some Sunders. Stick around. Pango and Mr. Kirk coming up shortly. Where are my folks? I believe in doing what's right, and the day. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Ah, just was wanted to come back and quickly say yes. Well, I'm going to do a Martha Hoople block after hearing Ian Hunter's playing. Where is he playing again? The winery?
City Winery.
Boston, yes. Is that Boston, Somerville?
No, it's
down near North Station.
Center. Oh, Boston, North Station.
Right, in the government center.
Yeah, so he's playing tonight, right?
He's tonight and then tomorrow.
So right. Well, we don't want to tell them about tomorrow. Tonight. No, anyways, in his honor, we'll do some Martha Hoople because Ian Hunter's in town, right?
So Brian's got a show tomorrow.
We'll talk about that later.
Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. I'm wearing stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping off the star. From his studies, a funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, saying we're juvenile delinquent rats.
pirates on the open sea, like highway robbery. Still whining about your brown eyes. Man up, you're ridiculous. Hell, no, you can't take it with ya. So give a little extra. I'm gonna lean on the 1% when I'm president. No more bargains in the basement. When I'm president, Washington, Jefferson, watch out, baby, cause here I come. Abraham, Theodore, he's gonna see my ugly mother on Mount Rushmore. Right intent when you become president. All those truths to be self-evident when you become president. But something happens to you up on the hill. This business is usual.
Well, I certainly hope Ian Hunter runs for president, don't you guys? And that's what I'm thinking, you know? I mean, too bad he's not a citizen.
Well, he might be.
Oh, really? Is Ian Hunter a citizen?
He's living in Connecticut. 40, yeah, he's living in Connecticut.
Oh, okay, he might be now. Yeah. Huh. But anyways, that was one Mr. Kurt wanted to hear that one, when I'm president, yep. Ian Hunter.
And
the Ramp Band. That wasn't too long ago they did that, huh?
2014, I think.
Yeah, about 4 years ago, right?
All right.
4 years ago, right?
Pango and Mr. Kurt here. We're going to hear from them live in about 10 minutes. What's so funny about that, Kurt?
Pango, I like it. It's like Dion.
Hi, Dion.
Hi, Pango. Like Gaga. If you say Gaga, you know who it is.
It's the name you guys Pango. Gave me. Yeah, what right, do you Pango. Want?
It's, I've had it since I was 3 or 4 years old, so it's not a particularly a stage name.
There you go. So they're going to be playing live. Well, we're going to do two more songs for Mr. Hunter, because Jeff Pango wanted to hear Still Love Rock and Roll.
Yes.
We'll do that one. And I thought he was saying the golden age of rock and roll, and now I have that in my head, so I have to hear that one. So two more songs, and then we go live. All right, guys?
Awesome.
Right on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right on. If you got a question for the guys coming up, 855-915-9636 is the number. We're 91.5 WMFO. A crash course for the Ravers.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the golden age of rock and roll.
Cupid, getting hard to see. You're gonna miss a bullseye of someone's destiny.
We all hope to fall in love, pierce right through the heart.
Doing a lot of cards.
Not just wounded, but deeply hardened.
You're not, you're not
so
easy.
It will never come apart.
Karaoke, I think.
Can't go, Mr. Kurt, joining in on their own recording.
How do we do that?
You just did it. You're doing it now.
So, I didn't write the song. I did write the music, but Kurt was always talking about my experiences with the OK Cupid dating site.
OK Cupid. Don't be mired in guilt. There's always another house, another house of love that needs
that needs to be built.
Yes, sir.
And I refuse to play the song today, but
okay, Cupid,
because of Valentine's Day.
Is it time to retire your boat?
And we might subtitle the show
the loss.
Crash Course for the Lovers.
There
pass
you
it
go.
Off.
It's a Crash Course for the Lovers show today, folks.
Belts right through the heart. Not just wounded, but deeply hurt. So it will never come apart.
Should I try to do the solo too?
Yeah. Or you could just say you're doing it. Woo! Little impromptu.
Yes, well, I thank you.
Yes, I did not know the microphones were on.
Well, they got turned on after you guys started going. Well,
thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Pango and Mr. Kurt here. Hey, guys.
Hello,
sir. Hello. Thank you for having us.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, it is a crash course for the Ravers show. I might have shirts to give away at the end.
And it rhymes with Kurt, so...
And it rhymes with... That's probably why I'm saying that, yes.
Probably.
I have Pango and Mr. Kurt here.
No lying from Brian.
So is that brand new stuff you have there?
Yeah, that
OK Cupid?
Hit it, Jeffrey.
Well, yeah, I think it's a couple years old. I think we...
It was on our EP, which we put out at the beginning of last year, about a year ago.
Okay.
And, that's what we did.
Yeah,
we do a lot of recording.
The other stuff is a little more... upbeat than that, but I think I said to him, a friend came over and I was playing it to her and she's like, wow, it's really long. You know,
it's great stuff.
Thank you.
And so it's Pango and Mr. Kurt, Jeff Pango and Kurt Floor. Say your last name.
Well, no. I
no, you
want?
Okay.
Mr. Kurt in public.
Just Mr. Kurt. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I just don't want to butcher your last name, so you don't want it said at all.
It's Nahersey.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right.
So we'll leave the cans on. Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. You think so?
If you like. Let's talk a little bit about you first. When did you guys get together?
I met Kurt at the Tam O'Shanter at a gig in 1990.
Early 90s, right.
It was like 1991. And
going over 20 years now.
Yeah, and so we kind of, we kept in touch a little bit, but kind of fell off the radar, and then they invented that email thing.
Right.
And then, so we got, more in touch over that.
It was a mutual admiration society. I have Jeff's early works. He had to put out an EP back then, and a little later... put out another album, more home homebrewed album, right?
Was your solo stuff Pango?
Jeff Pango, yeah.
Jeff Pango.
Modestly known as the Jeff Pango Band.
Okay.
And
make no mistake about that.
And then Kurt, yeah, and so, you know, Kurt's been doing, and I'll let him speak to, you know, what you've been doing, even though you don't often talk about it too much.
I've been around far too long. No, I take that back. I'm continuing, so too long.
Well, a band I greatly admire, mm-hmm. The Real Kids, started off as The Kids, and you were a big part of that.
Right. If any of you out there, I'm sure many of you are familiar with The Real Kids, well, they had an earlier version, too, when John Felice, who was the leader of the band, left the Modern Lovers. He formed his own band called the Children's Rock and Roll Band, and which evolved into The Kids, which I was part of, and then became The Real Kids, which is with Alpo and Billy and Howie, which became very popular on an international basis. But we were doing it back then because there weren't too many original bands in Boston in the early 70s. There weren't too many places to play. So if you could find a place, lucky you. And that was before you even go to New York.
Right, right.
Stuff like that. You just try to make it work. And then the whole punk explosion in the mid-70s saved everybody because it opened the doors for a lot of different music. And it was wonderful. But everything takes time. Yep.
Sure does. And you're also with the Boys.
As friends.
Shortly. Friends. Oh, I thought you were actually
I never
part
played
of them.
With them. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. So and the Pastiche?
Pastiche, but another band that I worked with a lot, which I produced, was a band called La Peste.
La Peste, right. Of course. And I forgot about that one. Wow, the list is huge.
I wanted to be both a musician and a producer, so I took care of my necessities.
We'll have to play. I know we have La Peste in the system. Right. We'll have to play some of that. Oh, are you gonna do some of that live?
No.
Does Pango do any of that?
I could learn it. I think. I'm better off dead.
Right. Yeah, I'm better off dead. Right. Yeah. That's great. No, but we'll
play some of the recorded stuff.
Yeah, you have a heritage. I mean, if you've just started playing music, you want to continue, and you just keep doing it until you decide not to. But I've sort of backed off from performing live in clubs and stuff like that. Jeff and I did a lot of gigs in coffee houses because that's as a duo. That seems most acceptable.
Sure. Yeah, it's the right atmosphere. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm sure I'll think of a lot more to ask. You want to play us a little song?
Yeah,
start with something?
A few songs and chat some more.
Right on. I know you brought some kids with you, some old stuff.
Yes, I did.
Right.
I have very important news to make for the ravers in Boston.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're going to do it here. It's an exclusive coming up about the kids.
Okay, I'll just move us a little bit like that. Okay.
Pango and Mr. Kurt here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, make yourself as comfortable as possible before you start.
When I do the windmills, I don't want to hurt.
You do the P-Towns and windmills?
Yeah.
He bumps me in the head.
Yeah.
So MFO.
Would you like to introduce this, or shall we just go right into it?
Yeah. This song's called Tilt-A-Whirl, and when Jeff joined working with me a few years ago, we had a band. We sort of gave a pseudonym called Fun Era 50. And eventually, Jeff and I continued working together, and this is where we are. But this is a song off that Fun Era 50 EP. It's called Tilt-A-Whirl, and it's always dedicated to my true love, Ms. Donna. Shake it up, darling. Let's groove and twirl. If this is what dreams are made of, then it's love for sure. We can get personal. Share our secrets with ease.
With me.
When you promise to always be true.
Be true.
Now that's the sweetest dream. I'm on a tilt. Tilt-A-Whirl, I'm on a tilt. Tilt-A-Whirl, let's peel on out of here.
Out of here.
Let's scat as soon as we can.
We can.
You make my heart do a flip.
Do a flip.
I'm in Never Never Land. I'm spinning on an axis, heading for the stars. Astral projection to the end of the world, or wherever else you are. I'm on a tilt. Tilt till the world. We're going round and round, round and round,
round and round and round.
We're going round and round, round and round,
round and round and round.
We're going round and round, round and round,
round and round and round.
That's the guitar solo.
To the world, I'm on a tilt.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Great song. What was that? Tilt-A-World?
Tilt-A-World.
Yes. Good stuff. You want to go right into the next one?
What, sure. No, was I detuning for this?
No,
I didn't detune for this. Okay. Song by John Cale.
All right.
And I'll tell you a story about him later.
Sure. Oh, later.
Yeah.
Oh no! Tell him now.
He was very, very mean to me when I was like 19, and I met him backstage.
Why are you singing his
praises then? If he was mean to you,
he didn't know Jeff then.
Yeah. He didn't know me, and I think it was a difficult time for him. But I met him backstage, and I went up and I said, "So I didn't know what to say. You know, I was a scared little 19-year-old kid meeting my God. You know.
Okay.
And I." So I said, so, did you, is you still touring with that band? He's like, so, that's something Archie Bunker would say. So, that's probably the most intelligent thing you said all night.
Oh, wow. Was he really like that?
Well, he was,
maybe
I think
after
there was
a
some
lot of,
substance.
After a lot of that stuff he sang about, right?
Yeah, and then I think he cleaned up after that, but, I guess
you
he's
were a good
very
influence
direct
on him.
Person. Yes,
you
I
were
think
a good
I was.
Influence, Jeffrey.
So, this is a tune that I've been doing ever since then, and you know, Kurt thought, why don't we try it? You know, and
so we recorded it because that's what we do.
And by the way, I'm a huge Archie Bunker fan.
So. Oh. Thank you so much. So this is a song called Chinese Envoy.
All right, Pango and Mr. Kurt on MFO.
A princess, much lower than people thought. A master of nothing, and a mistress of something, she thought. She could talk about things that never mattered ever in one person's miserable life after another. She could talk to the French
The Germans and Welsh, they never listen. They never will. The Chinese envoy was here. The Chinese envoy was here. But left. The Chinese envoy was here. The Chinese envoy was here. But left. What came galloping out of the darkness just like furniture? We'd have lost it all if it hadn't been for a cautery sloop and all his courtiers. The Chinese envoy was here. The Chinese envoy was here. But left. The Chinese envoy was here. The Chinese envoy was here. Yes, the Chinese envoy was here. But left. And his broken-hearted pagoda.
Thank you.
So cool.
Oh, I can't.
Great job. The fans and the engines roar.
Now, is our levels okay?
Yes.
Is my tapping of a...
I don't hear the tapping.
Okay.
Are we supposed to hear the tapping?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you could.
Were falling on his Ivy League sweater. He may be privileged, got by, burned by her letter. It makes us laugh cause he failed to get her. Things are not bad, but they could be better. Things are not bad, but they could be better. Nothing to say, his thoughts creased his brow. He swallowed those words once, spewed out loud with a flair for rudeness that makes Jeff and I frown. Things get worse when being bad is allowed. Things get worse when being bad is allowed.
Things don't fit when it acts like a twit. And so love takes a hit. His heart feels like shit. It best stop.
Clear his mind and straight. And soon, a destiny's desire as we roam through the land in a search for satisfaction that our failings demand. The road ends. And welcome when we open our hearts. We bow our heads in submission. Better than not bad is a good start. Better than not bad is a good start. He saw the signpost further down the track. Temper your ego to get that lady back. The sun's coming up on the etiquette he lacked. He had a leather sweater, he just needed the knack. He had a leather sweater, he just needed that knack. He said,
things don't fit when it acts like a twit. So love takes a hit. Feels like shit.
He better stop and clear his mind. Dan Straight, darn too. Better than not bad is a good start. 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 Better than not.
Thank you.
Alright. You guys just wanted to, you gotta do the whole set and then
we'll. Yeah, we'll
we'll do this one song, one more song, and then we can chat a bit, okay, Brian? Just a babe,
sad day.
But the sun never shone on your tiny eyes. It was a flicker in the distance, but the light died. Here comes the rain again. Let's huddle and hide. But don't open the umbrella in this house.
Where you gonna fall when the rain falls out?
Don't open the umbrella in this house.
Where sorrow flows. Sorrow flows.
Recipients of both good and bad, that's called
karma.
What blows in the wind is like a shift in the sand, and
that's mantra.
Though the progress we make seems unbelievably slow, there's an oasis in each heart that can buffet the storm. Here comes that rain again, that shatter inside.